The Last Worn Out Woman, written and read by Kai Miller. Part 1, in which the story begins. The Purple Doily. Once upon a time, there was a leper colony in Jamaica. If you wanted to get there today, you would have to find a man by the name of Ernie McIntyre, but who you would simply call Mr. Mac, at his own insistence and also the insistence of others, including his own mother, who knew him by no other name. Mr. Mac was famous for his great big belly, so surprisingly big that the buttons on the one side of his shirt were permanently estranged from the holes they were supposed to be married to on the other. He also had a great big head, and a sprawling set of buttocks, all of which he could somehow manage to squeeze into the front seat of his ladder taxi, you in the passenger seat, and then make the wild, jerky ascent up the red dirt road lined on each side with the broad green leaves of banana trees. When the car reached the crest of the hill, Mr. Mac would stop, a welcome break, because if no one had warned you before about Mr. Mac's driving, how he would press on the gas from the bottom of the hill and never ease off, not for any corner, not for any dip, not for any rock in the middle of the road, just gas, gas, gas all the way up, the whole time giving you his own tour guide speech in a strange language which, even if you could understand it, you would not hear because of the diesel engine. And if no one had warned you about all of this and you had made the great mistake of having a full breakfast, then all of that food would have churned up and you would now be feeling close to sick. On the crest of the hill you would tumble out of the taxi, holding your stomach, while Mr. Mac excitedly pointed to something below. Look.